Welcome to season 10 of Digital Learning Radio. I'm Laura, and I'm joined by my co-host, Catherine.
Hi.
In this season of the podcast, we're sharing what is inspiring us on our ongoing story of learning. This week, we'll be hearing from Catherine, and I am ready to find out what has been inspiring her to learn this week.
And as always, I am ready to share. But first, I want to check in with you, Laura. Thinking back to last week's conversation and ideas from the minimalist teacher, how's the book going? Have you kept your workspace tidy? And I know you're going to work on your to-do list. So have you been able to up that?
Absolutely. So I am having such a fun time reading this book, and I really have worked to streamline my workspace. I think that's my biggest sort of tangible takeaway at this moment, both in office and at home, to really just declutter, better organize, and really think about the things that I choose to be around me and how they make me feel. Yesterday, I was under the desk doing cable management in the office, getting that all nice and tidy, and that felt really good. But I also wanted to add, as I'm continuing to read the book talks about something that is actually pretty relatable to me, which is avoiding the organization trap, which is organizing that's actually procrastination, or thinking, you know, once I do this, then my work can begin. Or after I buy these organization tubs or new pins, then I'll be officially decluttered and ready for the real work. And so they remind us that this thinking is not that helpful, and it is like a waste of time, and often can add even more waste with new stuff in your space. So that was a helpful thing to separate in my mind. And really, they just reiterate reducing that clutter creates calm. And they always bring everything back to purpose and meaning. We're not just organizing for organizing's sake. And there really are a number of things in the book that have made me think a lot. And I am really enjoying that.
That is so relatable. And one of my favorite authors, Gretchen Rubin, has a book actually that's Outer Order, Inner Calm. And I can so see how that little act of decluttering, without getting too involved with the procrasti-cluttering or what decluttering, but that does bring such a sense of ease. And anything that we can have to incorporate some ease in our lives, I'm all for that.
For sure. Also, you asked about my to-do list. It's still a work in progress. I haven't found exactly the best like look and format, but I really have started thinking about chunking and prioritizing a little bit smarter. And again, kind of stemming from the book, thinking more about my overarching goals and the purpose behind them. So that's been a good kind of mind shift for me also.
Okay. Well, I'm inspired to read more, learn more, pick up that book as well. Sounds great.
Yes.
Okay. So before I share my inspiration for learning this week, what about you? Do you have a quick win or inspiration for learning that you want to share?
I definitely do. And this week I'm inspired by Ingrid Fattel-Lee and her work with joy. Ingrid is a designer who's done a lot of research on the concept and the aesthetics of joy using neuroscience and psychology. And I was very lucky to get to hear her speak last week at the Momentous Institute virtual conference. She has a book, she has a blog, she has a hashtag, which is hashtag joy spotting. And so this is my inspiration for the week. This idea of joy spotting is tuning your attention to notice the joy in your surroundings. And I just love this as a concept and as kind of a mind shift and lens that we're using to look at the world. And getting to hear her, learn about her research and more about the aesthetics of joy, as well as tuning in again to just notice this everyday joy, really struck a chord with me and has inspired me to learn more and delve into the many resources on her site. So I wanted to share.
I am a huge fan. And when I saw your tweet about it, I was so jealous that you got to see her live.
Yes. And
I've even started sessions with joy spotting. What have you spotted recently? And so
I love that
fun way to start a session. And then I'm doing one of her challenges this week. So I took a walk on Sunday and I was doing joy spotting with Halloween decorations in my neighborhood. So,
oh, that's fun.
So it is a fantastic share, and more people that can find Ingrid's work and joy, I'm all for that.
Well, I was really excited, and I will admire and acquire that idea of kicking off a session with some joy spotting. That's a really great idea. And I think timely too.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Catherine. Well, let's go ahead and get to it. Tell us, what is it that's inspiring you to learn this week?
Laura, last week you mentioned your multi-layered steps of inspiration.
And
I thought that was fantastic. And luckily, ReadWise is going to up that ante. And I got a quote from a book called Intention that said students should explore where their ideas come from, tracing the lineage of their own creative spirits and the intellectual genealogy of their work.
Whoa.
And so I love, because I think we've been sharing this intellectual genealogy.
Oh, that's a great phrase.
It is. I love it so much. So here's my intellectual genealogy of today's share. So this goes from an old podcast episode that led to me purchasing the book like 2017 and then kind of forgetting about the book, but I had signed up for an infrequent newsletter and I got an advertisement for a Friday afternoon webinar summarizing this old book. So I'm sharing ideas from the book, The Power of Moments, but synthesized from a webinar.
What an intellectual genealogy. This is getting out of control, complicated, and I love it. I love that ReadWise continues to pull things from the past and really just cross over with what we're talking about. That is amazing. And I don't know this book, so I'm excited to hear more about The Power of Moments. Should we pull up a timer and then you give us that 60 seconds or less gist about this synthesized idea of The Power of Moments?
I am ready. Okay. The book, The Power of Moments, was written by Chip and Dan Heath, and the webinar was just Dan. His research found that experiences are mostly forgettable, but occasionally exceptional. So how can we create more of those exceptional moments? He discovered that people remember the peaks, the pits, and transitions. Mm. So the book explores how we can build more peak moments in the experiences we're part of. And the experiences can be significant, like graduation, vacation, retirement, but they can also be everyday actions like a team meeting or a family dinner. So his research found that peak moments center around four characteristics of elevation, insight, pride, and connection. And during the webinar, he shared three ideas for improving experiences: break the script, attend to transitions, and be more responsive. Oh my goodness.
Whoa, that was perfect.
Woohoo.
Wow. Okay. Well, you are nailing it.
Getting better at that 1 minute timer.
And that was the perfect amount of time because it truly piqued my interest. And I want to know more about all of those things, specifically those three ideas. But before we get to that, the question I have for you is why is this inspiring you to learn?
I've read several of the Heath Brothers books, and I know your service area has actually read their book Switch twice. Mm-hmm. So I'm a fan, and I was very curious when I got the offer of this free webinar on The Power of Moments, which was published in 2017. So first, like, why are you re-sharing this? But it really made me think, oh, I bet these ideas are related to the art of gathering.
For sure.
And I think also he may be, you know, recirculating this material, thinking about how we are engaging now in new moments and how we can make them more exceptional. So the connections to Art of Gathering really inspired me. And then I'm a fan of their work. And then also it reminds me of Dave Burgess and Teach Like a Pirate and that movement and the idea of creating memorable experiences.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've been on a quest all along to up our presentations. So how can we make those more memorable? So that's why I'm inspired.
It sounds inspiring to me. And also, I would like the answers, please. What can we do to up those presentations and really create those experiences? So do you want to talk to us a little bit more about those four characteristics of peak moments that you mentioned?
Sure. Dan and Chip Heath researched all kinds of memorable experiences, and that led to finding these four characteristics. And they said most events or most moments can't incorporate all four, but you want to shoot for two or three of the moments. The first is elevation, and that is something that sparks joy, like going back to Ingrid.
Okay.
Our delight or surprise. Insight is the idea that you realize something new about yourself. Pride is a moment that provides recognition or celebrating. And then connection is a moment that deepens ties to others. And it could be small group or you with a larger group, like an audience. In the webinar, then he offered three ideas that incorporated one or more of these elements.
Okay. Ooh, interesting. I'm already thinking like, ooh, how could I add these four elements to upcoming sessions that I am designing? Okay, very cool. So let's dig a little bit deeper then. I know that you also mentioned these three ideas to incorporate those elements. And so do you want to talk to us about any of those three ideas? I think the first one you mentioned was maybe breaking the script. So what does that mean? And how can we put it into practice?
Yes, I would love to. And I'm so glad your mind is already turning. Breaking the script really connects most to elevating. So how can we elevate the experience? And this is one that really reminded me of Art of Gathering. He started the webinar with the description of a hotel in Los Angeles that's rated as one of the top 10 in LA, and it's the Magic Castle Hotel. This hotel is like 1950s nondescript apartment turned hotel. It's really a motel. But they have embedded these amazing experiences, like by the average pool, they have a red phone that is the Popsicle hotline. So you call, you pick up the phone, they answer Popsicle hotline, and then someone in a tux in a silver tray with gloves brings you popsicles out to the pool. So
Okay. I love this.
In the book, and throughout the webinar, he also told several stories of companies that create those kinds of exceptional experiences. Mm-hmm. But a small idea would be if, and he shared this, is that if you had to wait too long for your coffee order or it wasn't right, then the barista bumps up your order to a large instead of a medium. And so you're like, ah, well, that's great. I'm not going to give them a bad review, but I'm so happy now I have a large coffee for free or whatever. I was thinking an example from this year is Laura and I both attended a workshop that was virtual. It was a 3 or 4 day event. And the presenter sent us a box of goodies before the presentation. And it had a handwritten note in it. And it had supplies, the workbook, fidget spinner, pens, all kinds of things. That really was not following the script of a webinar. And it was so special to get that little box and the handwritten note. So that really did elevate, that made connections. And I thought that was a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That really just set the tone and put me in a good and I think really curious mood.
Yes.
Going into that kind of like in the deep, in the heart of only virtual land of being really excited and curious. And yeah, I think really moving it to an elevated experience beyond just a webinar. So, that was a great experience.
Well, and what you just said, you know, makes you feel curious. He asked in the webinar chat, if you have had any experiences that broke the script, what did that make you feel? And so the ideas in the chat were appreciated and valued. And mm-hmm. then, like you said, curious. And so thinking about if you walk into a restaurant, you know what to expect. But when something unique happens, that's breaking the script. So for okay. our world, when people enter our Zoom room and something unique happens, that's breaking the script. And I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Laura, I was in one of your webinars and you had a fun playlist going. That was something that I had not heard from your usual playlist. And so I was like, oh, well, this is kind of different. And it was just a different vibe, a different energy. So that was breaking the script a little bit just with the playlist music.
Hooray. Hooray. Also, it sounds like I usually have a terrible playlist.
No.
You had a fun one. And no. I know what you mean. But yeah, trying to do things a little bit differently each time. So cool. Thanks for noticing. So I jotted down some notes when you were speaking. And so I want to know a little bit more about one of these memorable pieces. You said people typically remember the peaks, the pits, and the transitions. Transition seems like a weird thing, or maybe something that I wouldn't really think about. And so why are those memorable? And what do you have to share about transitions?
The transition is the idea of beginning and endings. And typically, when you think of big transitions, you think of weddings, graduations, new hires, retiring, things like that. But it could also be the start of your presentation and the end of the presentation. So this is another idea connected to the art of gathering. Never start and end with logistics. Mm-hmm. So making sure that those moments are memorable. The book explained an amazing hiring experience the first day of work for the company John Deere, the tractors. Mm-hmm. And then in the webinar, he actually shared an idea from Joe Sanfilippo, who is a superintendent in Wisconsin. And I have followed him on Twitter forever. But he said and showed videos from Dr. Sanfilippo's work of when the new high school principal was hired, they treated it like a sports signing day.
And oh, that's cool.
The publicity and the social media posts and the family gathered around and the jerseys. And it was a big spectacle for this new lead administrator. But then he had every job offer was including something significant. And they had a video of during a job interview, a teacher said she wanted to become a teacher because of a mentor. And they looked up and found that mentor.
Oh, and wow.
Brought the mentor in to give that job offer to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was brilliant. I used to be the new teacher specialist on our campus. And so we really tried to make the first new teacher thing special. And I can see all of those as big ideas. But again, art of gathering, thinking about the moment of discovery. As soon as people find out about starting an event, then how can we make it a little bit more special?
I love that. Okay. So is there a third component that we haven't heard about yet?
All right. So the third one is be more responsive. And this one really relates to that element of connection and possibly insight. So how do we make people feel more noticed and valued? And I think something easy, it is simply acknowledging people by name in webinars or in presentations. His example from the webinar and in his book is a non-example. He says he has over 1 million miles on some airline, but every time he has to log into the site, he has to resort the order of how he wants to look at his flights. And then he has to choose his seat. He said, by now people should know on this website, every piece of data. So he doesn't have to resort. So they're not responsive. I've ordered from Kroger online all year. So they keep saying, are you forgetting something? I mean, that's responsive.
True.
Mine. So how I've recently tried this in a session and I didn't realize what I was doing is we had session participants introduce themselves on Flipgrid. And then we were able to greet these new people by name in our session.
Oh, okay. I love that.
And one of the women was kind of shocked and she goes, "How did you know my name?" And she looked down, was she wearing her name tag? I said, "Your Flipgrid video. We wanted to welcome you and know you, not in a stalkery way," but that was a fun way to be more responsive. So I'm still thinking about that, but I think there's a lot of potential in our sessions as well.
For sure. Okay. I love that thinking as well. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, those ideas were all from the webinar. And so I went back to the book and looked at the end of the book. And they have an appendix that's called Dealing with Moments of Trauma. And this book was published in 2017. And so that's really when I got it. So I wasn't really paying attention to that when I first read the book, but now it's a lot more poignant. Post-pandemic. And those are defining moments. And, you know, those will be powerful moments as well. And so they first, and I loved this, they started the chapter with the sentence, "We're sorry that you're here." And so I think that is being responsive and connecting with the readers. But they offered a few little ideas that were, I think, important and follow the theme of our podcast too. One idea is looking for small peaks. You don't have to have these giant recognitions, but small peaks like, "Oh, I'm happy that I have great coffee today," or "It's beautiful weather," or "The commute wasn't bad." So looking for little tiny instances of gratitude. Also the idea of connection, celebrating the relationships you have. So those people who came to your aid when you were suffering, also you now are possibly more responsive and have that empathy for someone who's experienced the same thing. And then identifying the new and everything, new possibilities. This trauma might have occurred and now you have a new work situation, new beginnings, new family, those kinds of things. So I did appreciate that piece at the end of the book. I think a lot of us have been dealing with the trauma this year and we know that's a powerful moment, but how can we make it a more positive moment?
Absolutely.
And then the final thing I'll share is the quote, the last few sentences of the book. And I love this because they say we can be designers of moments. And I love that because we are talking about designers. So we can be the designers of moments that deliver elevation, insight, pride, and connection. These extraordinary minutes and hours and days, they are what make life meaningful and they are ours to create. So growth mindset, you can create these, you can design these moments in small and larger ways. So there you go. What do you think?
Are you inspired? I really am. And actually that sums up what I was going to far less eloquently say, that that's really what I'm thinking about. My takeaway is thinking about how I can be, I'll just lift their entire language, be a designer of moments that really does think about elevating things, looking for those opportunities for people to have more insight, pride in the good things and work that's being accomplished and that connection as well. And so, I will really continue thinking about this and how to really think about designing these good experiences that again, make me think about Art of Gathering as well. So great find and great share. Love it.
One other thing is we're recording this in November. So thinking about the holidays and if people are gathering for the first time in a year and thinking about how can we make these special reunions and holiday gatherings even more powerful with some peak moments. What can we do to elevate the experience?
I love that. Ooh, good stuff to think about as always, Catherine.
Yay. Thanks.
And as you know, we also like to use the end of our episodes as a place to launch further thinking, and we want to challenge each other to apply what we share. So we're already talking about where this can go, what this can look like in our work, and maybe in our personal or real lives as well. But what are you thinking? Where do you go from here? How might you incorporate some of these ideas from the Power of Moments into your work and further your learning?
Okay, so I'm really going to try to focus on breaking the script in a couple of presentations slash lunch and learns that I have coming up. I am happily, luckily planning with two very creative people, Kristen and Juliana, and they are so thoughtful that I think they can really help elevate these experiences. I had a team meeting and we really changed the seating arrangements in the room, something that people have never seen before. And when people walked into the room, they were expecting rows or they're expecting groups. And so that new configuration of seating is just one tiny way to break the script. But when you get to be thought partners with super creative people like designers, then I think they're going to have a lot to teach me. So if you're coming to my lunch and learn in a couple of weeks, hopefully you'll walk in and go, oh, this is different. So that's what I want, is that feeling.
I love that. I love that. And yes, those are amazing and creative and inspiring people. And I'm excited to hear how that goes for you. So we will stay tuned. We'd also like to extend the invitation to you, dear listener, to share your ongoing story of learning as well. Take a moment to pause and think wherever you're listening from and consider, what ideas have you heard today that have sparked your interest and inspired further learning about the power of moments?
Find us on Twitter at Dig Learn Radio to continue the conversation and share your own learning that's inspiring you this week.
This season, we're dedicated to sharing our learning and the things that are inspiring us. We hope that when we share, the conversation and ideas will cultivate curiosity and inspire you to explore one of the resources, reflect on a question we've asked, or continue the conversation with us online. Share your learning inspirations and ideas from this episode and beyond with the people in your circle, with us, or with a colleague down the hall. We are, as ever, inspired to learn from Gail Allen and her work in the New Pillars of Modern Teaching. She reminds us that when we share, we add a sentence to the story we communicate about ourselves to the world. Let's continue learning, sharing, and transforming. Let's get inspired.